Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Well, hello and greetings, everybody. T-G-I-F. I can't believe it's 2 o'clock. We're just sitting around here shooting the breeze, and all of a sudden, Chris starts playing the intro music. It's time to go. I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepherd, Chris on the other side of the glass, and it is a three-day weekend. Yes, we won't be back till Tuesday.
Oh, that's a shame.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Happy Valentine's Day to all of you. A lot of that talking is comparing notes behind the scenes about the game plan for most people around here once the evening hits. So we'll get into all that. Phone number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter at 99.3ESPN. You know, Pete Shepherd, before the show ends, you got to update us on yesterday. We had four Dynamite poll questions yesterday, and we didn't update them at the end of the show.
I just got my coffee.
I didn't say now. Later on, enjoy your coffee.
I'm teasing you.
We'll get it later.
Here's the thing. People understand a little behind-the-scenes stuff. You know, like when you're at a bar or a restaurant and there's changeover at like 4 or 5 o'clock, and I have to change the draws out of the cash draws, and, you know, and sometimes it's...
Is that draws or drawers?
Drawers, whatever.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Drawers, draws, whatever. You're changing shifts.
Yes.
So that's why Alex's here. So Sheila's in here from down the hall. And we're talking about cooking steaks. And all of a sudden, and who's, you know, got a better technique on the grill or a cast iron skillet? Next thing you know, the other guys across, you know, standing, we're talking. We're all cluttered because we're all within 20 feet, really 25, 30 feet of each other as far as studios go. So everybody, and all of a sudden I look up, it's 1:58.
Yes.
And since Chris didn't bring in any Keurig cups this week, so I had to go down and make my own coffee again for the third straight
that's
day.
That's an outrage.
Outrageous. Outrageous.
Well, about that, we can talk about this here.
Okay.
I've kind of stopped doing coffee during the show.
Oh, because you spilled it all the time.
Well, I'm trying to cut out a little bit of caffeine.
Really?
I'm trying to do more water during the show and trick my body into thinking that this is what it is.
How long have we been doing this? I did not notice.
It's been going on for a while. Oh, I've broken down a couple times.
Yeah.
But, on the whole, I'll do my handful of cups in the morning, and I try to do that steak. Because I got bad to the point where I was like 3 cups in the morning, and then I would do 2 cups during the show.
Really? You're drinking more caffeine than I do with my Diet Mountain Dew.
No, it was an awful lot, and I realized, I was like, oh my gosh, you drink way too much caffeine.
I usually have 1 cup, sometimes I don't even finish it in the morning, and then 1 cup in the afternoon before the show.
Pretty steady.
Yeah.
Got to keep an even keel.
But when I have to make it, it's down the other side of the building, which is like running through O'Hare Airport.
First world problems. It is not.
For me, it is. When you're running with coffee and it's a little narrow.
Yeah.
Plus, you got to wonder about the other studios opening doors, which I've been bashed into by my own. It's my own fault.
It's a regular gauntlet.
Yeah. It's like a maze going down there. Anyway, I got the poll answers.
Oh, okay. This is from yesterday.
I forgot. My stupidity forgot to bring it up during
I cut you off because we were tight on time. Chris runs a hard clock at the end of the show there, and I gotta be careful, you know, so we got to move on. Keep it pithy.
So yesterday's questions were, should Jim Crane be forced to sell the Astros? 57.2% said no.
Interesting.
42.8%. Actually, they're still voting. Voters are still coming in, believe it or not. They have another hour. Did you buy the Astros apology today, meaning yesterday? 94.6% no. Over 200 votes. That's or 186 votes. That's the most biggest discrepancy ever, I think.
That was bad.
Will Jameis Winston getting LASIK surgery fix his interception problem? This is unfortunate. 72.3% said no. I sort of disagree. I think it's going to help.
I think it's going to help significantly.
I do too.
He threw 30 interceptions.
But most
it's not getting worse.
No. 14 of them were within 10 to 14 yards. That's the problem. It wasn't like he was throwing bombs into double coverage. He was just throwing right to linebackers over the
Jameis
line.
Jameis just realized he only had 4 receivers instead of 8.
Where would Craig be? In again, where would Craig be able to go undercover the easiest if he was 00 Sheeman? The choices were Eastern Europe, South Africa, Great Britain, or other. Leave your thoughts.
Yes.
South Africa is where they put you. 32.7%, Eastern Europe, 28.6%, Great Britain, 22.4%, other. Let's see, you got a couple of others. Boston by the Haba.
Yeah. 00 Sheeman.
Oh, no, somebody says Craig Sheeman equals Marcus Brody from Indiana Jones.
Wow. That's very hurtful. All right. So I don't know what we're going to put on the poll today. I know we're going to talk about Valentine's Day, hits or misses as well. But this is how we met Roses and Bedroom Guy. We did a similar show on Valentine's Day, and he sent a picture of his bedroom where he had dozens and dozens of long stem roses hung from his ceiling in preparation for the evening. So, I mean, this is the kind of stuff we'll get into as well. I may have a new HOA situation to share with you as we continue with our first world problems.
Really?
Maybe. I'll lay it on you guys and see what you think. And we'll do all that plus a lot of sports news regarding the NFL. There's a nice DB that's available for your favorite team. Josh Norman is no longer with the Redskins, among other things.
They lost two players today.
We'll have to catch you up. I think you both hit on a parlay last night, which I chickened out at the last second. Now I wish I had. So we'll get all caught up on everything. But first, at 6.5 minutes past the hour, time now for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
Last night, the FGCU Eagles got a win. They beat Kennesaw State 72-58. The men are back in action tomorrow, 5 o'clock on the road against Lipscomb. The Redskins have released cornerback Josh Norman. Norman said that Ron Rivera, who coached Norman back at Carolina, called him Friday morning to inform him of the release. And I know you hate soccer, but Man City has been banned from European competition, including Champions League, for the next two seasons, along with a £30 million fine. It's like $45 million.
That's big.
So they just kicked the team out of the league? This is like, all right, the Patriots, you cheated, you're out of the NFL for 2 years?
So like,
play in the XFL?
Stop it.
No, so like, can you imagine if... It's tough to draw a comparison, but what they do in Europe is they take the top teams from the different countries and put them in their own competition called the Champions League. So they take the top four from England, the top four from Spain, like the, and then the winner from, I don't know, where's Borat from?
Kazakhstan.
Right. So like they'll take one team from the Kazakhstanian league. If that's even in Europe, it might be Asia. I don't know. But anyway, they put them all in their own competition and there's big money to be won. So that's the competition that they have been banned from for the next two seasons. I believe they're in the Champions League right now. I believe Man City can finish out this season in the Champions UEFA.
UEFA discovered from reading internal emails from City, which were published by German media outlet Der Spiegel last month.
Das Spiegel.
No, Der. D-E-R. The extent of schemes by the club to allegedly cover up the true source of income in a bid comply with financial fair play regulations. The person spoke on a condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss the situation publicly while UEFA conducts a review of the City case. But wow. Mm. And I think they stuck it to him even more because they didn't cooperate fully.
Okay.
So anyway, that's...
I know it's not going to be a big story here, but we do have some people who enjoy soccer and they'll... That's a big story.
It seems like a big story across
the world of sports. Not here, but the world of sports. That's a big story.
Okay.
And we'll move on from it.
Well, we'll talk sports. We'll talk Valentine's Day. But I want to get this out of the way because I don't want to dwell on it for the whole day. I may have.
We will.
Well, it's
an
become
HOA issue.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let me ask you guys this.
All right.
Next door, we had renters in the house next door to me.
All right. Now hang on. This is not the tree people that continually hand decorations.
No, this is the other side.
To the right.
The other side.
Okay, just want to be clear.
Had lovely neighbors there. They ended up moving out because I believe the owner wanted to sell, and so they kind of had to move out around the holidays. House has been empty for a couple months. House never really went on the market. I'm not really sure what's going on there. I did see some furniture delivered the other day, but no big moving van. And now I think there's a lady there next door. Okay, haven't seen her, haven't introduced, none of that. I think she's in her mid-60s. My wife, as I come home yesterday, says, hey, there appears to be somebody next door, and she was in the backyard with her dog, and out back behind our backyard and screened in lanai and the pool, we all share a common, pretty good-sized pond,
you know,
fountain and the whole deal. So my wife goes, I think she picked up after her dog and threw it in the pond.
Oh.
She's throwing dog feces in her pond. And I'm like,
God.
This is not good. But then I got to thinking, all right, most ponds have alligators and animals and they all go to the bathroom and ducks and all that kind of stuff. So I'm thinking, is this a massive, and kids go fishing in this pond all the time.
But they don't eat the fish.
No, but I'm still, thinking, if this is a one-time deal, okay, I can look the other way. If she does this like once or twice a day, 365 days a year, this is going to be a problem for me. Now, is this any different than, say, if there's dog feces in a yard and it rains and the water drain off goes in there anyway? I'm trying to wrap my head around this. This is such bizarre behavior. I'm trying to figure out if this is a deal.
My feeling is this, and I know at our place, you're not allowed, you can fish in some ponds, although I highly don't recommend it.
At your own. I've seen the size of your gators in your neighborhood. I would not recommend it.
But some people still do, and that's fine, but they throw the fish back. But I know we're not allowed. You don't throw anything in the ponds. We're not allowed to. Now, your situation might be a little different.
I don't think we're allowed to throw anything in the pond
I would
either.
Think you wouldn't be. I would think there would be in the bylaws somewhere that you are not allowed to put anything in these ponds. Because, yes, you own the property, but you still don't have – it's an environmental thing. You're not supposed to do it.
Yeah. So is my obligation now to turn in my brand-new neighbor, whom I haven't even met yet, turn her into the HOA?
I think you would speak to her first.
Yes.
Give her a warning.
Well, I need to catch her in the act. My wife says, and it was a little twilight time, it was a little dark, she wasn't sure, but it was a lady holding a dustpan with a little dog and flinging something into it was presumed it was the dog waste.
I've got a bit of a different take here.
Let's hear it.
I don't think she's done anything wrong. No, I'm serious.
But you have a nature preserve behind your house, and you use it as a personal trash can at the holidays.
She may not think she is.
I have a preserve behind my house, and I go around like once a week, normally on a Saturday, put my boots on with my athletic shorts, and I have a pooper scooper, and I will throw poop into the preserve with the shovel. Like, I use it as like a lacrosse stick, basically.
Okay.
But it's biodegradable? Is that how you get away with it?
Well, I don't really care. Like, I don't want the patties in my yard.
Yeah.
And
no,
you don't ever bag them up and throw them out in the trash ever?
No, like if I'm walking around
the doggy bag.
If I'm walking around the neighborhood with the dog, which is now rare because it's dark by the time I get home most nights.
Yes.
But like during the summer months, we'll go for walks when I get home. And yeah, if like I'll walk around with the bag, and if somebody's watching, I'll pick up the poop and I'll take it back with me.
If somebody's watching.
But I don't see what the big deal is. Like, the amount of fecal matter that goes into that pond every day is not going to be really enhanced at all by – what size dog are we talking here?
I don't know. I have very little information.
Like, unless
I'm assuming a smaller dog.
Unless we're talking like – what's that big dog?
Like a Great Dane?
What's Beethoven? St. Bernard. Like, unless we're talking a St. Bernard, where we're talking pounds of dung that's being thrown in every day.
If the dog's poop is bigger than mine, we've got a problem.
I don't see a problem with it, really. And, you know, maybe if you start to see some extra algae or something growing on top.
What if you peed in it? Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine with
it. Well, he pees everywhere, so that doesn't count.
You do, but...
I don't know. I don't see the big deal with this.
Better Than Faith says, who throws dog poo in a pond? Have her committed. Throw the key away. Dallas the dog says, oh, poo doesn't break down as fast or the same way. Tattoo guy says, Craig, make a fake memo and put it in her door.
Oh, that's a good point.
I've actually thought about that. Let's see. Stupidity says, nutrient pollution. Oh, I'm a thing to skip. It's illegal and will contribute to algae blooms. Yeah, I don't need that.
Okay, you know what? And
others say it's fertilizer.
This is just my thought here. We've got a couple people who are saying that they're in lake management, and what this lady is doing is bad for the lake.
Yes.
okay, if that's the science behind it, then yeah, she needs to stop it. But I
because we got fish and wildlife and the whole deal.
Just can't imagine a little bit of dog poop doing that much to the environment of the lake.
But what if it's every day? Every 365, yeah, that's 700 piles of poop that get thrown in 1 year in my pond. Look, and I imagine there's some fecal runoff. People have dog dew in their yard, and when it rains, it drains into this pond. I get there. I mean, I'm sure there's fecal matter in there, but do we need to be adding piles and piles to it?
I would say it's probably
she's not throwing the bag in the water, right?
No,
she's
just throwing just the pure dung. Feces. Just
well, this was off a dustpan, you said, right?
Yeah, like I think she just flipped it in like a high
scoop,
like,
a scoop and flip.
Yeah, it was a scoop and flip, from what I can tell from my wife's play-by-play. Sabrina Katz fans, says you guys are horrifying me right now.
Yeah, how big is the lake?
Day late, dollar short. Pete, you never peed in bushes on a golf course.
Ponder
maybe,
Lake,
maybe. Once
it's a
in
retention
my life,
pond that we all have in our neighborhoods.
I told you. I'd say
there's 20 houses around it.
I don't pee a lot on the golf course. I don't pee a lot in general when it comes to
here's
that.
What you need to do. I figured it out. Because she's your neighbor, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to start this off on a bad foot.
Right.
You said there's about 20 houses on this pond with you, right?
Yes.
Is there one house where everybody knows who that person is because they're the Dudley Do-Right of the neighborhood? Because I almost think that like an anonymous tip is what's needed here, so you can strategically.
But this though,
get it out there, but it's not coming from you.
Anonymous tip though, if he sticks an anonymous note in the mailbox, even if it's typed, no handwriting. Is there another house on the side of her? She might assume immediately it's from you because you're so close. Is there another house to her right?
Yeah, we're kind of in the middle of the street.
Because she's going to think it's one or the other, because no one, unless somebody from across the street can see it. I don't know your setup. But.
They could from across the pond have seen it. I mean, any one of 10 different houses could have seen
it. So this is what needs to happen.
Make a note that it's an HOA member. Just say, this is from an HOA member, and don't say, and just say, please don't throw dog feces in the
pond. She's a renter, right?
I don't know. I think so.
You just got to contact the homeowner and let them know, hey.
I don't know the homeowner. He's out of state. He's been renting out this house, and again, they just switched over. I mean, they basically kicked out the previous renters because they wanted to sell it.
You can get that information.
Yeah.
You're a journalist, sort of.
We're about 50-50 on the text line. Now, I will say everybody who seems to have a back, some knowledge in this is saying that she shouldn't be doing it.
Right.
So
I'm also put off, whether it's good or bad, that a person is flinging poo into the pond that we all share.
What the lady's doing, 727 says, is also illegal by the health department because it does put fecal matter in the pond. That pond has supplies irrigation water for your development.
Yes.
That's also true.
Yes.
And we all know that the water that comes from any irrigation department into these gated communities, including my own, stinks to high heaven already anyway.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? I mean, it does not smell pleasant
sulfur,
on the whole.
It's got that sulfury smell to begin with.
Yes.
Sarasota Charles says, I think you just need to be an adult and have a real conversation with her. A fake note can lead to more complications.
True.
There's some there as well.
Yeah.
Hey, I just say, I happen to be looking out the window and I thought, I just want to make sure you're not throwing dog poop in the pond because it's not, you really don't do that here.
You even.
And if she says, mind your own business, then you can let her have it.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to being that person.
But you can be a good guy in this situation.
How?
Hey, Craig Sheeman, nice to meet you. I'm your neighbor. You know, how are you liking the neighborhood?
Yeah, by the way, I'm on 2 to 6 every afternoon on 99.3 ESPN.
If you want to listen, if not, that's cool. Just download the app. It's free. Hey, just so you know, I saw you kind of throwing some dog poo in the lake the other day. Just so you know, I got in some trouble with that when I first moved in.
Yeah.
So I'm just giving you a heads up. Yeah. You know, the lady across the pond, if she sees you doing that, you'll get written up. Put it on somebody else. Be the good guy. Be neighborly Craig.
That's pretty good advice.
Daily Dollar Short says there's no sign by the pond saying no this, no that. No, most they don't have those. No, there's no
sign. Do we need signs in society that say don't fling poo? We come down to that?
The only signs we have at our place, because it's a guy, is you're not allowed to jog or ride your bike on the paths of the golf course, and that every golf course in America has those rules. Yeah. So
now we do have two nature preserves where natural trees and all that are pocketed out in our neighborhood, and there are signs there. You're not allowed to go in them. You're not allowed to cut them. You're not allowed to do anything. Unlike Chris, who just roams through his.
I did that one time. I threw a Christmas tree back there. My thought: it's a Christmas tree. It's gonna blend in.
Yep.
And Mike, I did get in trouble for that.
She's from Lehigh.
Who found out?
Well, I didn't get in trouble specifically, but
there was a note to everybody else.
There was a note to everybody in the neighborhood. Just a reminder, you cannot dump anything in the nature preserve, even though I still throw my dog's poo potties in there.
Dog poo
I like the scare attack, the Iowa Hawkeye. By the way, nice game by Garza last night, but pounded by your Hoosiers. Good job.
Woo! Yeah,
Garza with 38-8. But Iowa,
well, he needed 48-8.
Yeah. Iowa Hawkeye says, just tell her that you had other neighbors that were out there walking their dogs and throwing dog poop in the pond, and a 12-foot gator came up and took the old lady, killed her, and ate her. Hate to see it.
Hate to see it. You hate to see
hate
it.
Hate to see it.
I think I know what's going on. Because
Johnny Utah says, kick her in the balls. That's not good.
We had trash pickup today, okay? And I saw her trash can is out there for the first time. So maybe she's moving in. I don't know. And maybe she was the type that says, well, I don't want my trash can smelling like dog poo, because that can be a problem. Or in Chris's case, if you have a diaper genie. I mean, same whether it's a diaper genie.
Do you guys have dog disposables in your walking mouth with bags?
Yes, we have those all over our neighborhood on top of that.
We do not.
Yeah. You don't?
But mine's a pretty small neighborhood, and there's a trash can like up at the pool house, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's like halfway around everything, so you can carry it. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, we pick up after her, and it's either one of the doggy things where they have bags right there anyway, but we always have bags attached to the leash. So we just go, our dumpster is literally, you know.
Yeah. See, we have our own trash cans that we then put in our garage within 24 hours, and we're fine.
We don't have to do that.
I think Chris has got the same situation. Mm. So, all right, well, I guess we're 50-50 on this. I didn't mean to take the first whole segment of the show, but fine. That's okay. That's fine. We need to talk a little bit about Valentine's Day, and we have some actual sports news to get to.
Oh, yeah, got to break down that NBA Rising Stars game later tonight. That's big one.
Wow. So you guys won on your parlay last night, Oklahoma City and the Boston Celtics.
Yep, Oklahoma City won outright. We told you the great number they had against
the spread on the road. See, I felt good about Chris's Oklahoma City. I wasn't sure about your Celtics, which could have gone either way. It was double overtime. It was a fantastic game.
It was.
Pete and I are pretty good about this. About once a month, once every 3 weeks, we'll look at each other and go, okay, this one's wrong.
Yep.
OKC last night, that was...
That was a Zion Williams fake.
That was Williamson. That was Zion.
Because the wrong team was favored in that game.
That's all it is.
Yep.
That's all. There was no reason New Orleans should have been favored
in
that game.
Zion had a great game. And they had beaten them three straight times before without Zion in the lineup. So Zion's there. He had a big game too, but not good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was one of those things. Oklahoma City on the road this year has been phenomenal. 21-5 against the spread. 4-0 against New Orleans, no matter where they play against the spread.
And every night, Zion is just a highlight machine. Win or lose, Zion is a highlight machine. Spin moves, dunks. I mean, no. When he gets in game shape and then gets rid of being a rookie and kind of learns the game, he's only 19.
I know.
It's going to be ridiculous watching this guy.
As long as
ridiculous.
He stays healthy. Just stay healthy.
Got to stay healthy.
The fact that he missed the first 40 games of the year.
Yeah.
And
he's scoring 32 points a game now.
But there's a legitimate conversation if Zion should be the rookie of the year over Ja Morant if he keeps this up over the final 30 games of the year.
Absolutely. I know they brought that up last night, too. Yeah. And it absolutely will be. We'll see how it goes.
Which that show, the TNT pre-halftime and put, it's the best thing on
TV. It's ridiculous. It's awesome.
It's not the best sports thing on TV. It's the best thing on TV.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Entertainment. It's some people at ESPN should take a lesson from it.
But I feel like if you
do more of their shows like that, where they're open and honest.
If you try to copy that, though, I think it could come off if you don't have the right group of guys.
Right.
Well, it could come off as forced and really
bad. Like last year, Michelle Beto and Paul Pierce weren't going to pull that off.
No.
But you need Scott Van Pelt in that scenario.
Bingo.
Katie Nolan.
Bingo.
People are not afraid to speak their mind and afraid that they're going to get in trouble by the powers up in Bristol.
Like, I don't even think, like, when they did the Kobe Bryant special on TNT. They put Dwayne Wade up there on the set.
Yeah.
I don't think Dwayne Wade worked with that crew.
Right.
They've got their crew. Let them do their thing.
I'll just give you a little example. Just my own observation. You guys may disagree. Jeff Passan has been neutered already. He was so much different at Yahoo. Give way more opinions than everything else. And he's very good. He's like their Adam Schefter for baseball. And I get it. He has been neutered. He's been neutered. Just looking at his response this morning after what happened in Houston yesterday – just afraid to really come out and blast him and let him have it because, like God forbid, he's not going to get some. I mean, it's
well, it's not
sad.
Only that, but you've got ESPN who's in bed with Major League Baseball.
But other guys will do that. Not Van Pelt. Who's the other guy like that does?
Dan Lebatard.
Not Lebatard. No, at night on SportsCenter. he was telling. I mean, it's just like after the statements happened with Crane, and he comes back out. He goes, "Oops." That's uncomfortable.
Yeah, very. And here's the other thing. We were talking at length yesterday about what it's going to be like for the Astros and every time they play a new team and the media and all that. It's not just that, but it's everybody else around the league. And every day it's going to be a slow drip. I mean, you even have Cody Bellinger, who was the MVP in the National League, saying Jose Altuve absolutely robbed Aaron Judge of the MVP in 2017. Mm-hmm. Every day another player is speaking his mind. All of baseball is pissed. There's no forgiving the Astros. This might be the most dynamic and interesting year off the field the Major League Baseball has ever seen.
You feel bad for the rookies that are going to make the team and maybe first-year players who weren't there the previous 3 years that are there now. If there are any, you'd have to go through it. But there's also a story coming out moments ago in the New York Post. According to multiple sources, the newest name to emerge as a potential suitor to buy the New York Mets is, guess who?
Donald Trump.
It's another ESPN current employee.
To buy them?
It's another current ESPN employee who works during baseball telecasts.
A-Rod?
A-Rod's going to buy the Mets?
A-Rod. Baseball and Wall Street insiders told the Post that the controversial former Yankee superstar is kicking the tires on the idea of getting into the upcoming auction of the team. It comes after Cohen, the billionaire hedge fund manager, walked away from the $2.6 billion deal for 80% of the team last week upon learning that the Wilpon family would not be surrendering control for the first 5 years of the ownership, which I think is a pretty big sticking point if you're going to buy any team.
He couldn't get $2.6 billion on his own, right? I mean,
I actually read yesterday that his net worth right now is around $300-350 million. J-Lo, who's going to marry, is worth $400 million. But it'd be like Jeter. Jeter didn't pony up all the money.
No, he was the face of the group.
And that's what he'll do.
He put down $25 million. Jeter put down $25 million along with 15 other investors.
A-Rod could do that on interest almost. He
signed a $252 million 10-year deal with Texas back in the day following the 2003 season.
Then he signed a $275 million with the Yankees after that, right?
Yeah.
He didn't finish that contract.
A-Rod's
net
worth is reported to be in the neighborhood of $350 million, as you said, and J-Lo's is closer to $400 million.
Right.
Combined, the two could lay a strong foundation for a group bid.
Absolutely.
But she'd have to pull out of she with the Marlins? Is it with the Marlins?
No, J-Lo.
Who's with the Marlins? Who am I thinking of?
Jeter?
No, you're thinking
Gloria
of
Gloria Estefan.
Okay.
So, look, Jeter's got a team. A-Rod's got to have a team now. That's what's going to happen.
Now, J-Lo was like one of those celebrity owners of the Miami Dolphins with Mark Anthony like a decade ago, maybe longer than that. But that, I don't think that they put any, because like the Williams sisters were on that list.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they put any money into that. I think it was like the Drake and Toronto Raptors thing, like a brand ambassador.
I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's interesting. But if you're ESPN, you got to be going, oh, no, we're not going to go through this again. We just went through it with Jessica, Mendoza.
No. Jessica Mendoza is one thing. A-Rod might be another. A-Rod is the first person I've ever seen in the history of sports broadcasting to have a contract with ESPN, but then signs another contract with Fox at the same time, and he just goes back and forth.
Yeah, but that's...
He was on Turner, too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's everywhere. Nobody cares.
Yeah, but there are color analysts that have that, too. You know, like Bill Rafferty, he's on FS1, he's on CBS, he's on ESPN. There are guys that have that kind of flexibility. Now, A-Rod is a bigger name right now.
Because I believe A-Rod is not employed under ESPN as an analyst. He's just a Sunday night baseball analyst, so I think technically only works for ESPN on Sundays.
Mm-hmm. So
you can be an independent contractor.
There's a difference between being in the booth for a game versus at an analyst desk pre and post. Yes,
right.
And he could be an independent contractor for all we know on different things. So I mean,
he doesn't do games for those other networks. Right, he's just in the studio.
Yeah, he's an analyst.
Wow, that's really splitting some hairs on some contracts. I'm gonna have to take a look at that.
Got good lawyers.
Yeah, very good. All right, we'll just warm it up here today. A lot to talk about. We got to get into Valentine's Day advice, horror stories, the whole shebang.
All
as well.
Love songs today for Rejoin.
Really?
Make sure you get the spinners in there.
Who?
Cupid.
The spinners.
Walk back, you bow. Well, they weren't the original either. It was,
maybe it'll be in there.
Can we can we do upbeat?
Yeah, that's an upbeat
love
song.
Love music? Like, I don't want Kool and the Gang Cherish. I can't come out of a break with something that low key. I need something. I'm judging by your facial reaction that this
is going to be. I mean, they're love songs. How many fast love songs are there?
A lot.
None.
Technically, all songs are love songs when you really break down the lyrics.
That's not true.
Almost all of them.
Paul McCartney and the Wings?
Give me any Eminem song and tell me that's a love song.
So you love. Oh, how about. I'll tell you, how about Space Age love song, Flock of Seagulls? Boom! Oh. One of three hits they had. Come on. Wow. Are you kidding me? That's a great riff to begin. You'd love that.
Right, this is going
to
be a difficult
Don't you remember that?
Yeah, it is.
I do.
That's a great upbeat riff song. Oh, yeah.
All right, Pete, you're going to be out and about tomorrow. Why don't you tell the people?
Hold on. Yeah, join me tomorrow from noon to 2 at the new Edwin Watts Golf in Fort Myers, formerly Lumpy's Golf, for their grand opening sale. Tons of great deals going on. Listen to this, kids. 50% trade-in bonus towards new tailor-made Sim clubs, Callaway Maverick clubs, or the new Cobra Speed Zone line. Up to 40% off select apparel, up to 20% off shoes, $3 off any box of balls in stock, and $2 off any glove in stock. There'll be complimentary food provided by Firehouse Subs. So join me tomorrow, Saturday, noon to 2, at the all-new Edwin Watts Golf in Fort Myers.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PChef326 and at Craig ESPN. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN. See, this is good. This is upbeat.
I think I can figure it out. Thank you, Dopey. He texted in a bunch.
Dopey's doing our playlist today for love songs.
Not the whole thing.
I like all the songs.
Not the whole thing, but he did a good job.
We won't reveal them, but play a bunch of those. That's good stuff.
No, there's some good ones in there. A couple ones that I hadn't thought of that I guess they're love songs.
All right.
Or at least they're about love.
Well, one of them really isn't, but...
All right, so today is Valentine's Day. Well, I want to open up the phone lines and the text. I want everything today. I want horror stories for Valentine's Day, disappointments, expectations. Maybe you got engaged. This is how we met Roses in Bedroom Guy, because he did it up big on Valentine's
Day. Last year or 2 years ago?
I was thinking it was 2 years ago now. Possibly. And he sent in a picture of his bedroom before. And anyway, all that is what we're looking for today. 239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776. What are we in for already? Can we say?
$62. Well, $62 with much larger purchase pending.
Yeah. Pete, what are you in for tonight?
I am in for about, overall, about 70. Not too bad.
Yeah, I think I'm in the 70 to 75 range. Steaks, flowers, candy, the whole deal. Yeah.
And I thought about it today as I was purchasing the flowers, chocolate dipped strawberries.
Listen to this.
And I don't want this to come off as insensitive. I love my wife.
Right.
Already has.
It feels like this is prostitution.
Okay.
It feels like I'm paying my wife in flowers and chocolates.
Yes.
So that she's in a good enough mood at the end of the night to, you know, do what grown-ups do.
Be friendly.
Yes.
So your question is,
it feels like it feels like guys are paying for sex. I mean, let's just come out and say what it is. That's what Valentine's Day has turned into. The more you put in, the more likely it is.
Huh.
That's what it feels like to me. It feels shallow. It feels empty.
You're trying to get rid of the holiday. All right. I think we should put it on the poll.
Mm-hmm. Is Valentine's Day prostitution?
Is it paying for... Yeah. Yeah. I think we could put it on the poll.
I think that's fair.
Yes.
And from a guy's perspective, like, I don't get anything tangible on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, where are your flowers and candies?
So right? I don't want that. That's not what I'm saying.
I do like candy.
Well, I will eat the candy. That's our candy to share. I just purchased it. But yeah, I mean, it kind of feels dirty. is what it feels like.
All right. Do you agree or disagree with Chris's assessment of Valentine's Day? 239-337-ESPN. Roses and Bedroom Guy has checked in. He said that was just last year. That was 12 months ago. We've gotten a lot of mileage out of that.
Yeah, we have.
He said he's not doing it again this year, but I think, Chris, you indicated you were toying with the idea, but you were probably just talking.
Yeah, I was just talking. But I got roses. They're not going to be hanging from anywhere.
Right.
There's going to be no...
As far as you know.
Petals, a petal walkway to the bedroom with a scantily clad Chris.
No, but stop. Stop right there. I don't want any visual images. It's make me vomit. By the way, we won't be here on Monday to recover from all this. It's President's Day. We'll be back on Tuesday. And it's poker night on Tuesday night, too, right?
So it is. I also want to let everybody know that next Wednesday, Red Sox legend should be in the Hall of Fame. El Tiante, Louis Tiante, is going to be with us in studio live between 3 and 4 o'clock next Wednesday here on the Sheeman and Shepherd Show, talking about his book, Son of Havana, plus baseball, cigars, food. He is one of the most iconic and greatest guys in the world. You're going to love him. If you've never, you cannot help but love the man.
For you younger whippersnappers that may not know, Louis Tiant was famous for doing a 180-degree spin on the rubber. When he did his windup, he literally faced second base back to the batter and then spun toward the batter and threw.
Yeah, those of you who remember Fernando Valenzuela, this was that times like 10.
I am going to show him when he's in here video of your first pitch with me that we did at Hammond Stadium probably almost 2 years ago.
I tried to mimic him without any warm-ups, and I failed miserably.
And warm-burned it.
I did. Well, yeah, it wasn't that bad.
It was a two-hopper to the mound.
It was a two-hopper. It wasn't like I rolled it up there. It just wasn't my best effort.
Yeah.
But that's going to be a real treat. So he'll be with us for an hour. And his son, Dan Tiant, who's a great guy, is also an agent.
Yeah.
Is going to be with us as well. So some great, great stories that you're going to hear and I think really appreciate.
Speaking of great stories, Dumpster Fire has texted in. His woman is getting flowers, dinner, a bottle of scotch.
Ooh.
And this year there's going to be a ring. Wish me luck. Dumpster Fire.
Whoa. Oh, hang on. Hang on.
What?
This year I'm doing dinner and a ring. Is it?
He's getting engaged. This is an engagement tonight.
Oh, man.
This is happening.
Well, we're about 500 on engagement stories on this program.
Yeah, we are 50-50. I agree with that.
Does she listen to the program, Dumpster Fire? Are you sure she doesn't listen to the program? Because we've had others that say they don't listen to the program and they find out they do listen to the program.
Uh-oh.
Green Falcon says, Chris, the whole institution of marriage can be seen exactly how you just described Valentine's Day, just saying.
Yeah, but I don't get a tax break for Valentine's Day.
No, you don't. You don't get any kind of break.
You like that.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. All right.
Well, what's the correct pronunciation? No, his nickname was El Tiante, but Louis Tiant. But his nickname is El Tiante.
Yeah. All right. Very good.
All right.
Pay for places. Dumpster Fire is a genius. Why? I mean, a lot of people get engaged on Valentine's Day. That's almost too...
But Dumpster Fire, I want to know. We got to understand the process here.
Too cliche?
How is this going to come down?
Is it too cliche to get engaged on Valentine's Day?
How are you going to... if you're doing it a clever way...
I mean, I don't think a girl is going to be upset because you decided to get engaged on the most romantic day of the year.
Yeah. You say he's doing it at home?
Now, I'll say Dumpster Fire, you're kind of... I mean, you're killing two birds with one stone, but...
Yeah.
I don't...
Well, he's doing this at home, right?
I don't know.
She gets flowers and dinner. That's right. We don't know. Dumpster Fire, we need more details here. Is this a home engagement, or is this going to be a setup engagement where something clever happens in a restaurant, or are you doing something clever at home? Hmm. We need more details to tell you.
My plans for the evening, we got a nice bottle of wine we're going to open up.
Yeah.
We got some good appetizers, these little bird's nests that you get from Trader Joe's.
Yes.
Delightful.
What and is the then, bird's nest exactly?
So it's like a crispy wonton, like a crispy wonton with like some julienne vegetables in the middle.
Yeah.
And you put a little soy sauce on top.
Yes.
Delightful. Really, really good.
Mm, yeah.
Pop those in the oven and then we get some brie bites. which are very good as well.
Like brie cheese?
Yeah, they're brie cheese and a little pastry with, I think it's a blueberry jelly on top of it, which is very good.
My wife told me a story that she had heard. I don't know if she heard it on in media or a friend of a friend of a friend. I don't know. But it was a story of Valentine's Day, and the husband was out, like had to work, whatever. Mm. So the wife said, well, I still want to go out. I don't want to cook tonight. So she took her kid, and they went to a restaurant. And the hostess sat the wife and the kid next to another couple, which was her husband and his girlfriend.
Oh, my Lord.
Not Can you imagine when the kid, hey, Dad, what are you doing here?
Wow. Oh, the kid was there?
Kid and the mom decided the to mom. Go get a bite to eat. They just happened to be sat next to another man who was her husband and his girlfriend.
That's all on the
which
man.
Which we can tie in the first segment of this show to this segment right here, which is don't poop where you
correct.
Where you eat.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know?
You got to live by the zip code rule.
Wow.
Seriously, like the mom and child weren't going to a nice dinner together.
Well, maybe it was. Maybe it was.
No, they weren't going to a nice dinner together. Nah. Maybe a TGI Friday.
Yeah. Well, the husband that's where the husband apparently was at too.
You got to step up your game
here.
That's what I mean.
You got to be out of the zip code and at a nicer restaurant, not one where your wife and kid may accidentally walk in the door.
Yeah, zip code.
Exactly. That's totally on him.
Got to go outside of the zip code.
If you're gonna do it, man, go out of the state.
You can never go too far away.
This day and age, it doesn't really matter. Someone's always going to, but that's bad.
All right.
Purdue Burger Kyle right away just says, my wife is a hockey fan, so I get off easy for Valentine's Day. Going to a Blades game tonight.
Nice. They're playing Atlanta tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow night, I think. All right, very good.
Hopefully you score a goal.
All right, Chris.
Ah, that was a good one, I thought. Come on. That was good.
Unbelievable.
Hey, that was a good one.
Shut that score.
All right, coming up, we got a trip down Sound Street, and also...
Don't pull the goalie.
Jeez.
Extra man.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, 1 hour from now is your chance to be this week's sports expert. It's the Friday Sports Test. It's the debut. We're doing it every Friday all year.
Wow.
It starts today. Brought to you by the Boathouse on Naples Bay. Visit the Boathouse on Naples Bay, overlooking the glistening waters of Naples Bay. Visit the Boathouse on NaplesBay.com. Again, we're going to do this contest. You can win up to $75 in gift certificates at the Boathouse. That's in 1 hour, so stay with us. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
About you.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, something we haven't really gotten into just yet. Myles Garrett, of course, has been reinstated to the NFL. He did an interview outside the lines with Mina Kimes, sticking to his story that Mason Rudolph did use the N-word. What are you doing? here's Myles Garrett on what Rudolph said to Garrett during that famous play between the Browns and the Steelers.
I mean, he called me the N-word. He called me a stupid N-word. I don't like, I don't say the N-word, whether it's with A, E-R. To me personally, it just shouldn't be said. And whether it's known by family, friends, anyone. And I don't want to use it because I don't want to, find that appropriate around me for anyone to use. So when he said it, it kind of sparked something, but I still tried to let it go and still walk away. Once he came back, it kind of, reignited the situation.
You tell me nobody else heard this?
Well, that's the next question. His reaction that there was no evidence of a racial slur from the league.
Most quarterbacks wear mics in their helmets. He's somehow lost his helmet and had to get another one without a mic. There were guys who were mic'd up near me, near us during that time, who didn't hear anything. And from what I've heard, there have been audio during that game that could have heard something or could not have heard something, but they don't want to say. So something was said. I know something was said. Now, whether the NFL wants to acknowledge it, that's up to them. But I don't want to make it a racial thing, honestly.
You already did.
It's over with for me, and I'm pretty sure it's over with for Mason. So we just want to move past that and keep on playing football.
Hmm. All right. I mean, he swears he heard something, and, you know, that's his reality. I'm just shocked that nobody else, and there were African-American players around, didn't say anything, because in this day and age, people will say stuff. On why he wishes he didn't get out that that Rudolph used a slur. Remember, he didn't say anything at first. Yeah. Here's his answer to that.
Because I didn't want to try to use it as justification for my actions, because there's nothing to justify. Like, there's nothing that I can say or do to justify what I did on that day. I'm not saying there's nothing to justify it, and I didn't do anything wrong. And I know what I know what happened. I know what I heard. And people say things, you know, when they're heated or they're full of emotion, and you know, I leave it on the field. He said it, but you know, that was 3 months ago, 4 months ago. Now I leave that behind.
All right, here's one last thing. He says he knows that the fight with Rudolph was a life-changing moment.
This is Mina Kimes saying that.
Okay.
It changed his life. He knows that. I mean, he said he's heard it all. He, in the immediate aftermath, right that night, which he describes as his lowest moment, he says he burrowed up, he stayed off the internet, turned off the TVs, closed his shutters, because, you know, he was getting the hate mail, obviously. He knows what was out there, what was being said about him. He heard people calling him a dirty player, saying he should go to prison. He heard all of it. Mm-hmm. And he knows that a lot of those people will never change their minds.
Okay. That was
The intent was to do severe damage. He just got lucky that he half whiffed. And that's the reality of the whole situation.
Yes.
Because if he had connected, he would be in jail. And God only knows what would have happened to Mason Rudolph, because he was going to full, whatever, out of control, and just got lucky that it wasn't more serious.
All right, 1 hour in the books. It is a Friday. Don't forget, we have our XFL pigskin picks at the 4 o'clock hour. Plus Wikipedia. We'll get into some sports, actual sports, more Valentine's Day stories, and our Friday sports test making its initial
debut.
It's the first time, the debut. Thank you very much, Chris. Sheeman and Shepherd.
A virgin, if you will.
On Valentine's Day.
For this, well done.
Now, yeah. I don't know how well done it was, but it was done.
No, it was well done.
Okay. Very well
done.
Okay.
Sheeman
I can go further.
No, please don't. 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.